Exercises 5 through 7. Laugh and the world laughs with you. Cry and you cry alone. These are familiar words to many. Most don't know they were written in 1882 by a 32-year-old Westport poet Ella Wheeler while she was a house guest of Madison Municipal Judge A.B. Braley and his wife. Wheeler was inspired to write these classic lines by an experience she had in February 1882. She boarded a late-morning train at Westport for the 10-mile trip to Madison, where she planned to be a house guest of the Braleys and attend the inaugural ball that evening for Governor Jeremiah M. Rusk. Wheeler boarded the train in high spirits, but then as she took her seat, she saw a friend dressed in black, her body shaking with sobs. The last time Wheeler had seen her friend, she was a radiant bride, but now she was a widow. Wheeler tried to comfort her, but she found that instead of cheering up her friend, she was enveloped in her friend's sorrow. When Wheeler arrived in Madison, she was greeted by the vivacious Mrs. Braley, who excitedly told her about their plans for the late afternoon and evening. Immediately, Wheeler was swept into a world of laughter and happiness, and as the day passed, the plight of her recently widowed friend completely passed from her mind. However, as she stood before the mirror that evening, a vision of her mourning friend came rushing back, and she realized how quickly she had forgotten her friend's sorrow. She contrasted the joy of her situation with the sadness of her friend. It was at that moment that Wheeler conceived those famous lines, "Laugh and the world laughs with you, cry and you cry alone." The following morning at breakfast, she recited these lines and several additional stanzas to the Braleys. The judge, who was a Shakespearean scholar, told her that if she finished the poem at the same high standard, it would be a literary gem. Two nights later, she finished the poem. It was first published by the New York Sun on February 21, 1883, and in May 1883 appeared in a collection of Wheeler's poetry entitled Poems of Passion, which sold 60,000 copies.